Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. It is March 1st, and I am Jesse Steele. So, yesterday we talked a little bit about the update for California and their masking requirements. So, as of today, you don't have to wear a mask inside, whether you're vaccinated or not, most places. You still have to in hospitals and situations of care, like, for instance, I guess you'd call them convalescent centers. I don't know what they're called technically. retirement homes, things like that. Places where the elderly being cared for, and also public transit, as well as a few other places. But for the most part, you can go into restaurants, you can go into grocery stores, you can go into pharmacies, you can go into every place without a mask, and you are good to go, whether you are vaccinated or not. So the big one then will be March 11th, which will be kids no longer have to wear masks at schools. And that has been a pretty heated issue here in our small area recently. So there you go. As of the 11th, I don't know why it's the 11th. I don't know why they just didn't say today. I don't get that one. But anyway, March 11th, you don't have to wear masks anymore, so everybody can calm down with all the protesting and everything, and we can just get on with our lives. That'd be great. God, imagine how wonderful that'd be when you can look in your rearview mirror and be like, oh, there's COVID. It's back there. I just ditched it, dusted it out, and it was in a convertible, so now it's coughing and it's covered in dust. Absolutely ruined its hairdo. It's awesome. Well done. It's gonna have to take a shower now. I mean, smoked it. That's going to be a good day. Katie Kolker, superintendent of BUSD, posted this last night after we'd already done the news. So I'll just read you her take on this, since we have read her other stuff recently where she has been standing up for the school, just so you can see where she stands with the school and the children with masking. Dear Bishop Unified School District family, staff, and students, over the past 2 years, we have worked to confront the COVID pandemic and have made our schools a safe place for learning. I'm encouraged to share that the state has finally reached a turning point in schools' ability to reestablish some normalcy for schools. Today, the Governor of California released new guidance for the use of masks, as well as the timeline for several settings, including schools. What does that mean for Bishop school sites? After March 11th, 2022 at midnight, masks will no longer be required in schools for students, but we will be strongly recommending them. This will happen quickly. There are 8 school days between 3-1 and 3-11. Students will have a choice when it comes to wearing a mask at any school or event that takes place at school. Cal OSHA is expected to align their guidance with states lifting the mask mandate for staff in school settings. However, we await Cal OSHA's response. We appreciate and acknowledge that the state lifting the mask requirement may cause anxiety for some people, especially those who are at higher risk for COVID or live with someone who is at high risk. We also recognize that there are community members who have been more than ready for the school mask requirement to be lifted for some time. Our local community trends continue to support this transition. This new chapter is focused on continuing the mitigation strategies we are familiar with, in addition to a focus on personal responsibility and respect. After March 11th, the state is providing personal choice for masking in schools with the expectation that individual choices are respected. One should not make assumptions regarding someone's beliefs or health status based upon their choice to wear or not wear a mask. For young children, we are asking families to please let teachers know their wishes, and we ask that teachers honor and support that choice. Classrooms should discuss the change with students in a developmentally appropriate manner, including how to respect personal choice. If students express any anxiety, feel free to reach out to the school personnel for additional support as needed. She next goes on to mention responsibility. Students and staff should continue to remain home when sick. Students and staff are encouraged to take a COVID-19 test if exhibiting symptoms and or if they have a known exposure to COVID-19. BUSD is looking forward to turning the page and becoming a new chapter together. We truly appreciate your patience, understanding, and partnership. Sincerely, Katie Kolker, BUSD Superintendent. So there you go. That's the stance from the school. It goes right along with California and what they have done all along. So let's leave the school alone. Let's let those kids get back to learning, because that is their job. So this just came out today. Inyo County gave out $34,000 in grants to local nonprofits. That's pretty cool. Several local nonprofit groups were recently awarded grants for community projects and events throughout Inyo County. The aid is being offered by the County of Inyo through its community project sponsorship program. The Inyo County Board of Supervisors approved a total of $34,000 for competitive CPSP grants in calendar year 2022. Each year, the competitive grant can be used to fund a variety of projects, programs, or events. In general, the CPSP program is focused on helping local organizations promote activities and programs that bring visitors to the area and also support events and programs that enhance the cultural and recreational quality of life of the county's residents. Seven organizations submitted 8 applications for competitive CPSP grants this year. An independent review panel determined that each applicant should receive funding and that the funding should be distributed thusly. The Bishop Area Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau got $3,500 for FAM tours to familiarize local frontline hospitality providers with the region's recreational, scenic, and cultural assets. Bishop Area Chamber of Commerce and Visitors Bureau got $2,000 for the installation of 2 freestanding touchscreen visit widget kiosks to assist visitors. That's cool. C5 Studios, $3,500 for a youth and community mural project. That's awesome. Eastern Sierra Artists, $4,500 to hold another season of Friday Night Markets in Bishop. Always fun. Eastern Sierra Interpretive Association, or ESIA, $3,500 for its Eastern Sierra Youth Outdoors program that takes local teens on rock climbing and backpacking adventures. Awesome. Eastern Sierra Pride, $6,600 to hold the first ever Tri-County Pride 2-day event celebrating LGBTQIA+ people and their allies. GoodNet, $6,000 towards the public reopening of the Lone Pine Forum Theater, which is being renovated to provide a venue for artists from multiple genres. And Playhouse 395, $3,500 to support 3 theater productions in 2022 featuring children, youth, and adults. The CPSP program also includes fishing promotion, which funds 4 local fishing derbies and other promotional events during the fishing season. The line item grants, which fund well-established ongoing promotional efforts or events such as the Wild Wild West Marathon in Lone Pine and the California High School Rodeo Association State Finals in Bishop. Who wants to go bowling for baseball? You know, I'm not really into that, but I will go play some baseball for bowling. Now that sounds like a time. The Back Alley Bowling Alley is graciously hosting Bowling for Baseball on March 13th from 12 to 3 p.m. It includes as many games as you can bowl in 3 hours. Popcorn and hot dogs, $20 for adults, $10 for kids. If anyone needs tickets, they can reach out to Coach Linda Frigerio, 760-937-3741, or any BUHS Bronco baseball player. The money raised will go towards tournaments, uniforms, and gear. So that's pretty cool. Get out there and help those guys out. That's a good program. Plus, everybody likes to go bowling at the Back Alley, am I right? Not to mention the food there is always awesome. I'm always talking about food, fatty. Okay, I think we kind of went over everything here, everybody. We had a long one yesterday, so we'll just make this one short. That sounds good to me. Speaking of short, Shorty Speed Shop. That was too easy of a segue. You know what? You need your car worked on, you head over to Shorty's. It's that simple. 760-258-1342. Specializing in Subarus, Toyotas, and Hondas. But, you know, he can do what it takes. I will tell you, they're super booked. So, you know, get in there and get your appointment so you can get in soon. But most importantly, at Shorty's, they're doing smogs. You got to find a place to do smogs, man. You have to get your car smogged when you're going to sell it or you're going to buy it. Or, you know, there's a million reasons why you got to do that. And it's always hard to find who does smogs. And when you find the people, it's always like, oh, God, I got to do another smog. Like, they don't care. Shorty's is stoked, man. They're glad to be doing this, and they are there to serve you. So again, 760-258-1342. I'd also like to mention High Point Solar on this. If you're interested in cutting your energy costs down to, well, nothing. You're just paying for your solar panels at that point, right? High Point Solar is the place to go. Highpoint-solar.com. Phone number 760-937-5849. And that's where you need to go. And here's why. Aside from the fact that they're the best, they have the most certificates, they have the most licenses, they've done the most houses, they'll answer the phone. They're actually good people to talk to. They'll help work you through whatever problems or questions you have. Amy is there to help you. But aside from all of that, all you got to do is say, hey, Jesse at Eastern Sierra Now sent me, and they're going to give you $250 off your purchase. That's awesome. So, High Point Solar, head over to that. Mammoth Brand, I'm always talking about them because I always love them. Best mountain lifestyle apparel that you can get. Go to themammothbrand.com. Just check out some of the stuff. You don't even have to buy anything. Just go check it out. Themammothbrand.com. See, I say that because I have confidence that the second you see it, you're going to buy it. So go over there. Just check it out. Black Tie Ski Rental. Delivery. Excuse me, what? Yeah, you're going to go skiing tomorrow and you got to figure out, oh God, I got to get my board racks. I got to get all my gear together. Whatever. Nah, you just call Black Tie and say, hey, I need a board, I need some boots, I need a helmet, I need whatever. They're going to bring it to you. You don't even have to go pick it up. You're good to go. So yeah, that's my man Jeremy. You need to go check that out. Black Tie, ski rental, and delivery. The Stove, Giovanni's, two of my favorite restaurants in Mammoth by far. What else can you say? You know, like I've said a million times, I've only ever eaten breakfast at the Stove, so I probably ought to try something else one of these days. But it's just so good. Like, if you're going to have breakfast, you go to the Stove. That's the spot. You know, so do that. And Giovanni's, I mean, pizza, of course you want pizza. Plus, they have booze. So head over there. If you're down in Bishop, Astorga's, that's one of the best places to eat. It's 760-872-3849. Always love going out there and visiting with those guys. Great family, great organization, even better food and margaritas. So head out to Astorga's. You know, I'm all about the Copper Top, right? You know, that's definitely one of the best places to eat. I, in fact, ate there last night, and it was incredible. And the truth is, you get this amazing meal, and if you know the little secret about local 20% off, you get 20% off your meal. My tri-tip sandwich, side of macaroni and cheese, drink, and whatever you call it, a muffin, I suppose, bread on the side. $9. Today I went through McDonald's. I got a number one. It was about $14 by the time I was done. So let's look at it that way. You know, you want actual good food prepared, not in a microwave, for less than McDonald's, you go to Copper Top Barbecue. And that's it. Northern Annual Hospital, caring for you through all seasons of life. I mean, that's just true. They've got everything there from being born, you know, delivering babies, all the way up to retirement home, you know, it needs for the elderly and everything in between. You've got the rural health clinic. They've got dentists. They've got everybody. Optometrists, orthopedics, x-ray, MRI, everything. It's all there. Right in your backyard. You don't have to drive somewhere to go get some serious medical care and be taken care of. It's right there, Northern Annual Hospital. Just head over there, sign up for something if you need something done today, and trust them. It's not always just about emergencies. Sometimes we only go on emergencies. Oh no, I broke my leg, gotta go to the emergency room. Well, sometimes you just need something done. Hey, there's a weird mole growing on the back of my hand. Well, make an appointment and head over there. They can help you out. So anyway, yeah, that went off the rails real quick, but it's true. It is what it is. Another group we are bringing on right now, and I'm stoked about that, is the Eastern Sierra Transit Authority. That is exactly Dial a Ride, the buses you see around town. We're going to start posting their schedules. We're going to start helping them out. It's going to be great. I know they're looking for drivers and stuff. So as soon as I have this together, probably tomorrow or the next day, we will have some ads for you to check out from there. But you can go check those guys out. And when you need a ride somewhere, there's no reason you have to drive. You can just get a ride. It's pretty simple. Is what it is. So that's great. Thank you guys for that. Just wanted to touch base on everybody there for you. Again, let's talk about our patrons, the most magnificent people. Allison, Sam, Fran. Thank you, Fran, by the way. She upped her ante today to help support the news a little bit more. Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, Dee, Tomatohead, Margaret, and Chandra. You guys make it happen. You're incredible. Thank you so much. And if you're interested in becoming a patron and helping support local news in our area, the Eastern Sierra, then go to patreon.com/EasternSierraNow, or just head over to Eastern Sierra Now and click on the Become a Patron button. And we would love to have you. I think that's going to do it for today, guys. I've got a couple things in line for tomorrow. I just wanted to make sure we spread it out for a couple of days. So we will check back with you then. This is Eastern Sierra Now, and I am Jesse Steele.